Hey guys, the captain's log, Kellen Erskine. Hey buddy.
Hey.
Welcome aboard, man.
Good to be here.
Comedian extraordinaire. I heard you're going to be on, this is very interesting, you're going to be on Jimmy Kimmel.
I am.
January 24th.
Yep.
Well, you're on the captain's log now, man. So that's that's the best I got for you. That's what I got. And tell me about your little gimmick now with Siri.
Yeah, at the end of my act, I have Siri read a bunch of my one-liners. I used to do a lot of one-liners, but they don't really make a lot of sense now in my act because I do longer bits.
Okay.
But I still love these jokes.
So how do you get Siri to actually recite what you're going to say?
If you go deep into the settings, you can find a thing where you drag two fingers down the screen, you unlock it, and you drag two fingers down the screen, and she'll read whatever's on the screen. So I used to use it for to have her read me like texts and emails and stuff while I was driving.
Like,
one time while I was driving to a gig, I have all my jokes in a Google Doc.
And she just...
I just had her read back to me all my jokes so I could remember what I was going to do, and I just started laughing in the car because she has no timing. You know,
right, she just jokes real monotone and timing, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I do now, and it works really well. It sounds funny. It's funnier than it sounds.
So you know what's interesting is that if I go sometimes and just randomly, she starts reading everything on my phone screen. Is it from like my fingers dragging down? Is that what it is?
If you've unlocked it at some point, but you have to go into the settings.
I have done unlock that part, but then I never know how to activate it.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's two fingers down.
It's two fingers down.
That's it, yeah. And people will ask me after the show, especially if they didn't hear that. I usually have to repeat that they're my jokes that I wrote. Because usually an older person will come up to me after the show and be like, how'd you get your phone to do that? Like, they'll get their phone out.
Yeah.
Like, Siri has a bunch of jokes for them.
And we have to get the camera lighting guy. He's just struggling right now. so you get it to go over and tell you, like, all the jokes, which is great.
Yeah.
And is she outdo you, or?
Yeah, that's...
She gets a standing O.
She'll... She'll do more consistent than I do, for sure, yeah.
That's funny.
A joke bombs, I can blame her.
So I'm trying to get the lighting, because we're, like, right in the middle of blazing sun right now, which is nice, because it's 57 degrees in Florida, and it's not as humid as normal.
Yeah, I haven't felt the humidity.
Usually it's very sticky
plane,
and moist.
It's like walking into a hot car.
Yeah. So this week at Off the Hook Comedy Club, this is your first time here at the club. I'm excited. If you guys go right now, we'll give you some tickets. You go to offthehookcomedy.com, use the promo code K129, and you're going to get free tickets. Offthehookcomedy.com. The captain's log is giving away stuff right now. I'm giving away the farm. It's a deal. You can't help it.
I got free tickets.
Yeah. Great. You did. You're going. Are you going to be... You're even going to the show. It's that popular. Everybody in the car is going to the show today, guys. So, I mean, how can you not go? I mean, for real. There's a lot of traffic today. There seems to be some accidents on the highway, so everybody wants to take the back roads to go to where they gotta go.
Everybody's driving to the club.
They're all going to actually probably following us because they know we're live right now.
Right.
That's really, and I didn't want to give it away. I didn't want to tell everybody, but that's probably what's happening. I'm pretty sure.
Like it's Black Friday.
Yes. Because this is going to be a podcast. Not only do we record live. And they can't see us because our faces are so washed out today with this amazing sunlight. But they can hear it and replay it live on our podcast. It's the captainslogpodcast.com. And you guys can like and share and then even rate us. Like, give him a 1-star already. Jesus. He's trying hard for you guys. He's doing comedy. So when you started comedy, what was the most difficult challenge to really break into the biz? Like, how'd that work?
The hardest thing is just finding decent places to get up. Because when you first start comedy, you're just doing it in places where comedy is not supposed to happen.
Right.
Like, I did a lot of stuff in San Francisco, close to the university. So you go in a coffee shop and just tell your jokes in front of strangers who are trying to do their homework.
They love that.
Yeah, and I'm just on, like, a karaoke microphone in the corner. And just look...
It's a good place to get your chops, though. Because I've had, like, other... venues and clubs be like, man, Off the Hook, why don't you do like an on the road Off the Hook thing? And then I'll go and like we'll bring like good headliners and we'll be in a different setting, and all of a sudden it's like not as funny.
Oh, yeah, the setting. That's.
It's so it has to be like people have to tune in and watch and listen to jokes.
Yeah.
Because if they miss like a punchline, it's not funny. Right?
And they have to know that there's going to be a show. Yeah. I mean, it's hard because you start comedy in the worst possible conditions. Right?
Right.
You don't even have the tool set to deal with what you're doing.
Exactly. So when you... What was it like the pivoting point where you said, I just want to be a comic full time and I'm going to do nothing else and travel around and live in a hotel basically 6 days a week? And when did that happen?
It was probably 2 years in that I decided that I was, because when I first started out, it was just a hobby. You know, I wasn't one of those guys who listened to Steve Martin when he was seven and decided then I was going to be a comedian. It was more like, I'll try this out because I had stage fright. You know, I wasn't meant for a comedy other than that I used to write, I wrote jokes all the time. I still do.
So that's very interesting because I started a comedy club not knowing diddly squat about comedy clubs either.
There you go. Yeah.
So we just kind of like got into it, right?
As long as you do it long enough, yeah. If you find you have a knack for it, then yeah, then.
And the first time on stage, did you bomb or did you kill it?
No, I killed it.
No.
And then I bombed the next 20
That's what
times.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the first time out, maybe you did good. Then you're like, oh, I'm going to be great. And then all of a sudden, bomb after bomb, right? Because you tried new material, probably. You're like, oh, those jokes went great. Let's go with some new stuff.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to write a new act every week.
right.
I would do the same stuff.
That's funny. Yeah.
And it was just, it was an anomaly. It shouldn't have happened. And I wasn't that good. But it gave me this false sense of confidence that kind of propelled me through the next few gigs. Because I was bombing. But I kept thinking back to the first show. Like, I know that I'm funny.
Yeah, at one time you made people laugh.
Yeah.
And where was the first show you did?
It was actually at a talent show. With just a bunch of my friends, basically, this group that we had. Yeah, so it was like a very supportive environment. Too supportive.
That happens, too. I've seen that many times. Yeah. I've also seen when, like, people pay to go see big names, like big theater shows or arena shows, and they're paying, like, $150 to see a show. They laugh so hard.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm I get a kick out of it. Yeah. I'm like, that wasn't that funny, but this guy is getting... He's getting his money's worth.
Oh,
like,
sure.
He wants to laugh.
They're paying $5
which
a
I don't,
minute.
Which I don't blame them. I mean, it's a whole night out, you know, and it's expensive. And that's why I'm saying if you come and it's free, you get to laugh at any joke you want for free right now if you use the promo code K129. I'm going to throw that out there. I don't do ads in my podcast at all, although I do have... some sponsors, and I have a really good acai product from a company that my buddy's a CFO of, and I'm gonna introduce that to these guys on my next show. This is a doubleheader today. I'm gonna be live today again with Guy Clark. We're gonna talk about Sizzle Restaurant Week. But anyway, right now, Kellen Erskine. Is that how I say it?
Erskine.
It's a tough name, dude.
It's not a good name.
So. As a kid, my name is spelled B-R-I-E-N, and that's supposed to be Brian, which, by the way, no one else in the world thinks that's Brian except my parents. So everywhere I go, it's spelled wrong. Do you have that? Like, do people mispronounce your name?
Oh, all the time, yeah. If, like, a host of a show doesn't ask me what my name is a second time before he goes out.
Dude, I did it. I even did it.
I did one show, and this guy goes out, and he says, "Welcome to the stage, Calvin Earthshine."
Nice!
Yeah, that's how I was like, that's better than
it sounds
my name.
Great!
Yeah,
it sounds good!
Just go with that.
Oh, God, they call me... So people are like, yeah, I know Captain O'Brien. I'm like... Well, the only time you see that spell like that is O'Brien. They are right. Or they'll be like, Brian. It's Brian. And it does, to me, it doesn't seem like it's that hard to figure out, but nobody gets it right. So apparently it's hard to figure out. It's not like one person got it wrong.
Right.
It's everybody. So we're cursed. But look it. I mean, now we're together. We meant to be here today.
Right.
They brought us together with the names. But I think you have maybe more of a struggle because you have the first and the last name to deal with.
Yeah, they're both unfamiliar, weird thing. You look at the Dane Cook, Kevin Hart. I think they're as big as they are because
It's very simple.
It's just their names.
It's very simple.
Funny.
Yeah, it's very easy. Although Dane Cook one time told me off. I called him and I text him, which is kind of funny. I never told this story. Do you want to hear this funny story?
Yeah.
So somebody gave me Dane Cook's number, and they're like, dude, Dane's doing a couple clubs right now, and maybe you want to call him and see if he wants to come and test out some new material. And so I text him, and he's like, who's this? And I was like, oh, it's Captain Brian. Like, right off the bat, like, I was like, he's going to know who I am, right? I'm Captain Brian, hold off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. Come down, it's great. Like, we'll put you up, we'll do a bunch of shows, whatever you want to do, we'll sell out. He goes, where'd you get my number? This is message for message. I'm like, oh, actually, a few people had given to me in the past. I just never really had a reason to reach out to him. I mean, everybody knows everybody in this business. Like, it's not hard to send out one message to a buddy, and he's like, yeah, dude, I'll get you that number, right? Sure. I mean, it's easy. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. I've had it in my phone for a while. And he's like, don't ever effing text me again. I'm like, that's what you say to someone trying to hire you? Like, how did he know what the hell I was going to even pay him or hire him for? Right. I'm like, dude, you're not, like, it's not 1998, bro. It's freaking 2018. Well, it was 2017. But, like, he's not freaking the head of MySpace anymore.
Right.
I'm like, dude, come on. Like, don't give me that. All right, whatever. Have a good day.
Yeah, he's not doing arenas at this point.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm a fan. I was, like, willing to bring him in and pay him, like, top dollar. It wasn't like I was going to have him for free. I wanted to friggin' pay him, you know, but nope. Dane Cook told me to get the F out. Get the F out of the captain's log.
Have you been texting him every day since then?
Oh my God, I should do that. So I have this. So I have a texting, like, VIP club where, like, there's like 100,000 people that have been in it. By the way, guys, if you want a chance to get free Captain Brian vodka or rum, I'm going to give you that chance right now. Here's what you do. Jesse, what's up, buddy? All right, I know everyone's tuning in right now to watch this. Text the word vodka. You got to be 21 to 81680. I will sign a bottle, and you can pick up a free bottle of vodka. It's my own vodka, damn it. It's sugar-free, gluten-free. You know that? I'm going to give you a bottle. Do you drink?
I don't.
Nothing.
But it sounds healthy.
Well, you can't have it then. I'm not going to give you something that's going to sit on a shelf. Come on now. Jesus. My product's got to be out there. It's got to be sold. It's got to be shown. I can't just have it sit in the shelf.
I'll smash it on a boat or something.
Oh, let's do that. Yeah, like a good video. Go viral.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll go viral. It'll be huge. Yeah. So how did you get on Kimmel? Because I know how you got on the captain's log. Huge. The whole application, everything. And you just made the cut.
Right.
But Kimmel's a different story. How'd you make that?
My manager sent a video to his wife.
To his wife?
Who's the producer, head writer
of
the show.
Okay.
A video of me doing the Siri bit, and he got a message back that she watched it with him, and they both thought it was hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you were pumped at that point.
Oh yeah.
You were stoked, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Freaking Jimmy Kimmel.
This was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, your agent was telling me about that just last night, actually, on the phone. So I knew, I heard the news ahead of time. Well, maybe not ahead of time, because you knew 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
But before anybody else found out about it. Right?
Oh, no. It was 2 weeks ago that they watched it, but I found out like 2 days ago.
Oh, so then yesterday I found out was very new.
Yeah.
This is breaking news, damn it. Breaking news on a captain's log. How can you say it? Oh, my God. How do I know if I won free tickets? Because if you go to offthehookcomedy.com and put in that promo code right now, you're going to get free tickets automatically. You have to put it in on the promo code line. And it literally drops the price from $22 to $0.
And we're driving to your house right
now. And I'm coming over right now, Julie, yes, to hand deliver the comedy show, actually, not just the tickets. We're
going to
do the show in your living room, so get ready. We're coming that way for you.
You have a microphone or like a wooden spoon?
Yes, we need that, a spatula. A spatula is always a good one. How many, as a kid, did you do any stand-up, like... Or did you sing karaoke? Or what was, like, your thing where you're like, one day I'm going to be a comic?
I had a tape recorder. My parents had a tape recorder. And when I was 8 or 9, I would just record myself in my room. And then I'd show it to my brother.
And he would laugh? Or he pantsed you and gave you a wedgie? Which one?
Was he older? He was younger than me.
He was younger. So you did it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you farted on him. Did you? Right? Brothers and sisters love doing that. Or brothers and brothers.
Sure. Yeah,
they do. They do. I have two kids that are, like, so close to one another. And, yeah, it's just, like, my son just tortures his younger sister, who's like a year and a half younger. But they both do Taekwondo. My daughter is 11, Briance. Her name's Brianna. And my son's name is Will. But Bree is bigger than him. So she gives him a run for his money on the Taekwondo's fighting. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, he's not happy about it. Because she's pretty tough. She's pretty tough. So yeah, anyway, we're driving right now, guys. We're heading back to the hotel. I'm dropping you off. You have two shows tonight. What's today? Today's Friday. Yep. Two shows tonight, two shows Saturday, one show Sunday. We're wrapping it up. The Captain's Log. Guys, use the promo code K129 and go see Kellen right now at offthehookcomedy.com. Love you guys the most. Like, share, say hi. If you want to be on the Captain's Log, drop me a line. If you have a question for me, obviously DM me or say hello at any point in the comments, and I'll always respond. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Be good.